centering in, surrendering to becoming one with the light of I Am. That's very self, who we are beyond our subconscious, beyond our personality, beyond our ego. Our only weapon to transcend being possessed by the false self. That subconscious, that personality originally developed for our protection, for our survival in this dimension. And now it does not want to go. It wants to be in charge. It resists and it fights back. Why do you think so many people are sick here? I lived in India 15 years. I've never seen so clean place. And yet everyone is sick. It is the subconscious getting sick. The first step in moving beyond the subconscious is obviously properly awakening and embodying one's true self. The subject is more complicated when we understand that our true self itself has many layers, meaning one can awaken more or less, more shallow or deeper into one's true nature. The more we are awakened, the more the soul is present and whole, the more we are empowered in moving beyond the subconscious. Furthermore, how deeply the soul is rooted in the absolute reality, in the beyond, further strengthens her ability to move beyond the subconscious. The more one is in the state of samadhi, the more one is untouched by the relative. But already the first entry into the realm of the soul, which is awakening of pure consciousness, gives us enough power to work towards moving beyond the false. The second step is to developed the type of sensitivity, understanding, which allows you actually to identify the subconscious. Because you have been the subconscious for so long that you have no distance from it. You became so identified with it that even when you abide in the inner state, the subconscious is mixing in, coloring that state, and you no longer see what is I am and what is the subconscious or mental states. They are like mist or fog mixing in the clear space of the morning sky. That ability to recognize what is subconscious, which means what is not really you. When the subconscious enters, you are basically not yourself anymore. First, it has to be identified. Second, you need to be detached from it, not feeding it through your identification, but being detached, disidentified, and then empowering your true self, the light of I am, by identifying your sense of self with that. Before personality can be transformed or surrendered, there has to be a clear-cut separation between your true nature and the subconscious. Only when they are fully disconnected existentially, and they become clearly like different dimensions inside you, and you are completely established in your pure nature, only then the process of surrender of the human can truly begin. If you try to surrender the human in the beginning, it surrenders in a wrong way, meaning it mixes in with the I am, tainting it, disturbing the clarity of your true nature instead of being merged with it. Subconscious is an important term, because it is not just your tendencies, daydreaming. It is a realm. It is a dimension. There's a dimension of pure consciousness. There's a dimension of love, dimension of the soul. So there's a dimension of the subconsciousness. In fact, subconsciousness is the passage between awakening the I am and transcendence, meaning that I am that has been awakened within oneself has to actually move through the dimension of the subconscious in order to return back to the source. And when it moves through, it is being constantly challenged. Because everything which is in that subconscious is being triggered, is being activated. All these tendencies which are not right will arise. They arise to be dissolved, but if one is weak, they capture the self, they imprison again the self. That's why places like Arunachala or Kailash, they are full of subconscious energies, weird energies, weird creatures living there in the subtle plane. Because they are places linked to transcendence, and therefore they are as well passages through the subconscious realm. Places like that, unless one has true integrity and purity and strength and has fully embodied one's true self, places like that are dangerous. Because one cannot confront subconscious unless one has become truly real. What you confront in your evolution has to reflect the level where you are at, the level of awakening and purification. Otherwise, if you confront what is bigger than you, it will destroy you, or at least profoundly disturb. As you are on the path, there's a wisdom in how the subconscious is being, how it comes to the surface, how different layers of it manifest. Not everything can manifest at the very beginning because it will be too big. So it manifests gradually. The wisdom of the soul makes it manifest. It is true that the deeper you are on the path, the closer you are to the light of the divine. The more you should be purified. But at the same time, it is true that the closer you are to transcendence, the more sophisticated, tricky aspect of the subconscious manifest. Like the most hidden demons come out from that unconscious of one's own personal self. Dealing with one's subconscious should not be seen as a threat. One should not harbor any fears, because these are aspects of the subconscious. One should be courageous, brave. One should look at this process with a sense of interest, curiosity, sense of adventure, It is not only your personal story that you are learning through your evolution. You're actually learning what it means to be human. Because everyone is like you. Personality is very unoriginal, so is the subconscious. Everybody has the same issues to a different degree. Subconscious is like the same animal, the same species. Average human being is living in a subconscious reality. No one is really conscious, because how can one be conscious without abiding in the light of I Am? That which is called the conscious me or the conscious mind is just the aspect of the subconscious that is a little bit less subconscious, but still subconscious. It can concentrate on thinking, mental processes, creating an illusion that it is conscious. But what is really conscious there? All the practices of mindfulness, concentration, they are basically trying to make the subconscious more conscious. And it cannot go very far because the subconscious is subconscious. Awakening is not the function of making subconscious conscious, but returning to the condition of pure consciousness. It's a quantum leap. It is a giving birth to one's very soul. When you live in the subconscious, obviously, you have no distance to yourself. There's no space to actually identify. The limitation of your state. As you awaken to I Am for the first time, you have the power to step out from the subconscious. But since the subconscious is so habitual, you need to bring a level of profound recognition that habitual state of mental reality in which you have lived so long and which is still attached to you is to be removed, is wrong. It disturbs the clarity, the purity of your true nature. It is the past that is still carrying on, trying to attach itself to your present. It is not longer wanted. So that type of recognition, sensitivity, is essential. It's like after retreat, somebody suddenly you see is speaking loud, becomes unconscious. This person simply forgets himself in his subconscious. He becomes his old self again. And there's a zero recognition. Meaning, one is not conscious. And even though one was practicing with pure consciousness, something is missing the link between that pure consciousness and the subconscious. That link is the intelligence of the soul, the intelligence of the pure me, which is able to cut through, disconnect, penetrate, cut off the subconscious. The moment you get lost in the subconscious, in the personality, you should identify it. You should actually feel nauseous from being there, instead of indulging in that pitiful, low condition. So true awakening is not just awakening to states beyond the mind, to consciousness. It is the transcendence of the subconscious. It cannot happen without awakening to your soul. But awakening to your soul initially does not guarantee that you will move beyond your subconscious. There is still work to be done. The removal of the past self, of the false self. Otherwise, the real and the false are mixed. And because they are mixed, the real cannot be fully real. It's contaminated.